We're spending time this week revisiting places we were a year ago. I went back to Honeysuckle Lane in New Orleans East. And Melissa, you were along the Mississippi Gulf Coast right after Katrina, and you went back last week. What changes did you find?
Well, a lot of changes in some respects. I mean, a year ago at this time, things were in a really primal state. Of course, there was no power, there was no water. People in shelters were filthy and really at the end of their rope. And that's a very different picture now. Power is restored, water is back. People are living in FEMA travel trailers next to what used to be their homes. There's just a tremendous difference in the fact that a year ago, it basically looked like a huge lumberyard that had been upended. That debris is pretty much all carted away in Mississippi now. And what you see is just bare foundation, concrete slabs everywhere you look. There are some businesses that are open, not a lot, but some. Near the water, though, the houses that were there and for some ways inland, there's just nothing left.
I'm curious what you found about people rebuilding. I was struck on Honeysuckle Lane, the street in New Orleans East that we've been following, at how many people are still in the middle of repairing their home and not finished. Do you find people who've started doing that in Mississippi or some who've finished doing that?
Started doing that. Very few, I think, who have finished. You do see some houses that are farther along. If you drive along the beach, you'll see a sign that says lot for sale right next to one that says we are staying. So there's all sorts of discrepancies, and a lot of people are really in limbo because of the money. They don't know whether they're going to get these homeowner grants. This is money that was authorized by Congress back in December of 2005. They haven't seen those checks yet. They don't know whether they may be getting a loan. They don't know what the new elevation requirements are going to be for construction. So they're in this holding pattern. We met one family that's sort of an example of these mixed emotions you find on the coast a year later. Karen and Buddy Clark, she's a registered nurse. He's a land surveyor. And we also met their 15-year-old son, Harry. They had a house that was 10 feet from the bayou in Passe Christiane. And Karen described it as filling up with water like an aquarium during Katrina. They came back and they found dead shrimp and dead fish and mud all over the house. It was uninhabitable. So they're now living one town over in Long Beach. That's where we visited with them. And they've been wrestling with whether they're going to go back to Passe Christiane. So here's their story. This is Buddy and Karen Clark.
We had rebuild permit number 5 in Passe Christiane. One of us was always ready to go home.
That would be you.
Yeah.
Buddy and Harry have been ready. But not me. It took me a long time.
Tell me about that.
Didn't want to have anything to do with it. It was too traumatic. You know, we've lived there for
20 years,
and every time there's a hurricane, to pack up everything that's important, that's a big deal to do that year in and year out. I thought, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not ever going to do that again.
Well, what changed your mind?
It was one of the trips back to the house and driving from Long Beach, where we are now. You know, I was crying driving in the car, and the more that I saw, the harder I cried. Finally, you know, when I got to the house, I wouldn't go in the house. I just walked around in the backyard and found a stump from a tree that had fallen over and the roots up, and I just sat on the stump and just sobbed and, you know, thought to myself, dear God in heaven, I don't know what I need to do. And at that very moment, Buddy said, look what I found. And years ago, at one point when I wanted to sell the house, I had...
Surprising to me when I come home with this for sale sign in my front yard.
Years ago, I had planted a St. Joseph statue in the yard, underground, facing away from the house, just like you're supposed to. And here St. Joseph was, sitting on top of a pile of dirt that had obviously been flung up by the roots of this tree, and St. Joseph was standing upright, looking at the house, and that was the sign that I needed. Home was here.
I grew up here. I was Harry's age when Camille rolled through. And I guess for us, even though this is many times worse, you know that you can come back from all this. And I think for Karen, seeing this for the first time, you're not as sure that things are going to come back. I think it's a lot harder when you've gone through it for your first time.
Now, the Clarks still have that statue of St. Joseph. It's about 3 inches tall, plastic now cleaned up. It's sitting right on their bookshelf. They also have a book of emails that Karen Clark put together. It's all the family's communications from just before and then long after Katrina hit. And Karen read for us from one email that was sent by their son, Harry, 15 years old, about 2 weeks after the storm. He had been sent to stay with his grandmother.
Dear Mom, what are we going to do? Everything in the world we know has changed. Life is surreal, and I feel like I'm having a nightmare that I cannot wake from. Caroline is telling all...
Funny thing is, I can't even remember writing that email. that whole time just seems like a blur. It was just so odd that it seemed like life just stopped after the storm and it started over again. It's just like a big reboot in the computer. And I find it a lot harder now to remember things that happened before. I kind of had to detach myself from pre-storm. That was my coping mechanism. Mom cried, Dad cried, and we all cried. And I just had to put that aside and move forward.
Buddy, what's the part of this that gets to you the most?
Well, I lost my grandmother, Camille. I mean, she didn't actually care. She had a heart attack during the storm, died a few days later. And these things are with you forever. The storm will never be, it never goes away. I mean, it doesn't haunt you, it doesn't that, but it becomes, you know, it's just something that is attached to you.
That's Buddy Clark and his wife Karen and their son Harry in Pass Christian, Mississippi.
And something that you heard there that I certainly heard from people in New Orleans the other week is how much this is about more than just material possessions. It's about more than just rebuilding. It's about the deep impact it's had on people's lives.
Yeah, about family and about community and all the ways that that's been upended and left them traumatized. And you heard Buddy Clark there talking about Hurricane Camille. So many people along the Gulf Coast remember very clearly when that hurricane came through in 1969. They thought that was the worst they would ever see. And then, of course, then came Katrina. Tomorrow on the program, I will be reporting on the progress that's been made along the Mississippi coast and also on the fears of what's going to replace all of these damaged homes.
And there is a series of brief essays by several Gulf Coast residents who envision what the region might look like decades from now, and those are at our website, npr.org.